broadcast here on the morning news, Michael.
Thank you, Gary. As we were talking about earlier this week, Ford Healthcare has been awarded a 2018 Top Workplace Honor by the Journal Sentinel. The list based on employee feedback gathered through a third party. And on the line with us from Ford Healthcare, we've got the Director of Human Resources, Nancy Alstead. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Delighted. Congratulations. And this isn't the first time.
No, this is actually the eighth time out of 9 years that we have received this very prestigious honor that our employees have voted us in. So we are very excited.
They also gave you a Hall of Fame award.
They did, and that's really a special award among the large employers and all employers in the survey. Because we have been a top award winner for 8 of 9 years, we were very pleased to get that Hall of Fame award.
Now, they make this determination. Well, I'll let you explain the process that they use to come up with this designation.
Oh, sure. In the fall, Ford Healthcare actually sends an application to the Journal Sentinel. The Journal Sentinel and a third party actually survey our employees, and based on that feedback, we're either awarded or not, so we are very pleased and excited, of course, to have received this award for 8 years.
And what do they ask for?
Well, they have a variety of questions, and I don't have all of those questions in front of me, but they're really measuring things like our culture, connections, questions on, do you feel appreciated, how are you able to work at full potential in the organization, is the organization headed in the right direction? So lots of things on communications and what makes you really feel appreciated in the workplace.
Just, I guess, call it, do you like working there?
Exactly. And that's why we're all so excited that our very collaborative group of employees have voted us in for 8 years. So quite a prestigious honor, and we're very excited about that.
Of course, this means a lot more than just your employees are happy. It helps you when you're looking for other new employees. They see something like this and they know, well, this would be a good place to work.
Absolutely. And so we certainly try and communicate that with our employees, but also with people who may be contemplating a career change and moving to Ford Healthcare. So it certainly is a really great calling card for us to have. So we certainly want to get that information out there to folks.
And in the world we live in, where healthcare workers are extremely hard to find.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so that really is, as people make career changes, they want to make good choices because it's an important choice in life. And so I think this really helps people to check into Ford Healthcare and find out more about us.
Indeed. This is also the bottom line of your entire operation is affected, certainly by your employees, and something like this, well, what can I say? It just adds to that as well.
It certainly does. And again, we so appreciate our employees. We feel that that's really an important part of Ford Healthcare and our culture. We have many employees who have been here for many years and, of course, have new employees coming on board. So a great mix of people and, again, as you mentioned, just kind of a great opportunity for people who are contemplating coming to see some of the great accomplishments that Ford Healthcare has.
Respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, I'll let you explain that.
Right. So our values really spell out the word respect. So that stands for responsiveness, excellence, sensitivity, professionalism, empowerment, cultural diversity, and teamwork. And those are really the values that we live by. So oftentimes I think about when we make decisions, if we keep those respect values in mind, you really can't go wrong. And the respect values have been in place for a long, long time. It's such a great acronym to use. It's easy to remember, and it really incorporates the total culture of Ford Healthcare.
Yeah.
So not only the respect values, but also our dedication to wellness programs with our mission and vision, always working to improve the health and well-being of the community and looking towards being the healthiest community in Wisconsin. So all of them, those things fold together to really make a wonderful culture at Ford Healthcare.
When I was a kid, you went a hospital was someplace you went when you broke an arm.
People still break their arms.
Well, they still do that, and you can still go to a hospital. I don't mean that you can't do it anymore. But you're involved so much in the community. I've had so many people from Ford Healthcare on because you're everywhere. You're involved in everything, and you're state-of-the-art as far as healthcare goes.
Oh, we really appreciate that, Michael, and we appreciate your having us on to talk about some of the wonderful programs at Ford Healthcare. And to your point, we're also very involved in wellness, which certainly is a great direction to head in these days. And so certainly while we take care of people with broken arms and who need medical attention, and we appreciate your pointing that out, it's also great to do lots of preventative care. And I think we see a lot of people out walking, and certainly Fort Atkinson is a beautiful area to enjoy weather like today, where you can either be out walking or enjoying so many of the things that Fort Atkinson has to offer. So all of those things tie into that wonderful wellness culture as well.
Nancy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Delighted.
Have a wonderful day.
Senior Director of Human Resources for Fort Healthcare, Nancy Alstead. With